Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It is the ETF of the week here on Money Life, where my guest is Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, it is ETFtrends.com, at ETFtrends on Twitter, or follow Tom directly where it is at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional investment firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares FTSE China 25 Index Fund. Ticker symbol FXI.
FXI is that ticker symbol. And why are we going to China right now, Tom? Is this a value play? Because so many folks have been talking about China as being a dangerous place to go? Are we getting to where it's a bargain?
Well, I think you're right, Chuck. I mean, here in the U.S., we are just so enthralled with the fiscal cliff and what that's going to do to our economy next year. Over in Europe, they're looking at possibly facing the recession. But in the meantime, things are going quite well in emerging markets. We've talked about that on a few of these shows, where balance sheets in emerging market countries are in a much better position than developed countries like the U.S. and most of the countries in Europe. But if you look at China, global growth for most developed countries is around 1.5 to 2%. In China, it's expected to be over 7% next year. So although many have been looking for this somewhat soft landing, we're still seeing a lot of basic growth, which puts a lot of the companies in this China index in a position to do quite well next year.
When you talk about quite well, what's the expectation? Because so many folks have been worried about everything international, and China is one of those places where you've got so many things that scare people between the artificiality of the economy and what the government can do. What's a reasonable expectation?
I think you're right. China is not going to grow at the rate it did the past 20 years. But can you trust the government? Can you trust the numbers? Can you trust the companies that are publicly traded? And I think most on Wall Street are saying, hey, they have balance sheets, they're publicly traded, most of the large positions in this ETF, and if you break it down, and I encourage everybody to look under the hood, because almost 50% of this ETF is in the financial services banking area, which fuels the economy and a lot of these businesses over there. So they are large cap, they are publicly traded, they are meeting current accounting standards that are accepted globally. So, you know, really get to your answer, I think you take the portion that you have allocated for overseas, and let's just say that's 40% of your overall portfolio. I would say you'd want half of that, or 20%, allocated to emerging markets, and I would put as much as 10% or half of that into the China ETF, because I think as you look forward, these companies are more mainstream and they have growth and they understand in order to get investors from developed nations like the U.S., they're going to have to meet these accounting standards and be pretty transparent about the day-to-day businesses.
Let's be perfectly honest. We are talking China here. We are talking about an index that is 25 stocks. It's the iShares FTSE China 25 Index, FXI.
Right.
So you've got the leading industries there. when you then have an emerging markets fund, whatever it has allocated to China might be allocated to many of the same issues because it should be fishing at the top of the pool as well. Does that overlap concern you? You don't want to double up on that little segment of China?
You're right, because again, now we're kind of getting into the ultra analyzing part of your portfolio. But most importantly, Chuck, as you know, we in the U.S. are under-allocated overseas. Global market capitalization is 55% outside the U.S. Last time I checked, the average American has 11% allocated towards foreign corporations. Now, that doesn't mean that U.S. corporations don't participate in global growth, but we don't have enough allocated overseas. And if you're looking to participate in future growth in emerging markets and specific to China, this 25 group of stocks representing this index aren't as risky as mainstream emerging markets just because most of these companies have been around for a while and have hit critical mass and are of certain size.
Judging on the basis for your selection criteria here, this is a fund that somebody's going to hold for a long time. I mean, the China story is not going away regardless of what happens. So is the holding period here indefinite? This is a core holding, even if it's not core by size, it's a core holding because you're always going to want to be allocated this way?
I think you're right, Chuck. I mean, if you were to look at the chart of this, it's going to put you to sleep because it's basically where it was not only before the decline in 2008, but also after the decline in 2008. But recently it went above its 200-day average. I imagine that the next 5 years are going to be much better than the last. So, yes, I would say this is a long-term, at least 3 to 5 year hold.
It is the ETF of the week, the iShares FTSE China 25 Index Fund, the ticker symbol FXI. A fund you can hold for a long time, regardless of what's going on in China, if you want to make that allocation decision. That's the word from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, it's ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends on Twitter, or follow Tom at Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. Look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go of Money Life. We'll be right back with the big interview. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.